Her boyfriend was warned.
We heard that my ex was going to beat the living whatever out of Chris because he was there with me.
But the real danger...
I was like, Amber, I'm sorry. I have to ask you to leave. You're not welcome here.
...was yet to come.
She pushed me and then punched me in the mouth.
Pushed you how?
Sorry. Like that.
Then it was a brawl.
People roll her over and she was unconscious. And I was just like, oh my God, what did I do?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Amber Scholl is suing 21-year-old Taryn Surdy for assaulting her at a party. Taryn is countersuing, claiming it was Amber who assaulted her.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 216 on the calendar, in the matter of Scholl versus Surdy.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Each one of you claims that the other is responsible for an assault that took place at a party. You claim she assaulted you without provocation. You had medical bills. You want punitive damages. She says that you assaulted her, and she's counterclaiming. What would lead two reasonable-looking girls to physically fight with each other?
Well, we started out, I went to a party with my boyfriend. We didn't get there.
When?
We didn't get there till about 10:45, 11.
When?
On Friday night.
When?
Oh, the 19th of February.
Go ahead.
We get to the party 10:45, 11. We walk in through the garage to get to the house. We were invited there by the owner of the house. Get in, see Taryn smoking pot in the garage.
Just a second. Could you slow down a little bit? This is not a marathon.
Okay.
And?
And we walked in through the garage to the house to say hi to people. I met Adam there. We both hugged.
Who's Adam? Raise your paw. Good.
We both said hi to each other, hugged, salutations, whatever, continued on to the house to say hi to other people. We heard, after being there for about 5 minutes, that my ex was going to beat the living whatever out of Chris because he was there with me. So the owner of the house told us if anything happened was just to let him know, and then he would ask whoever was starting the problem to leave because he didn't want any problems on his hands.
Why didn't you leave?
Because there were so many people there, and I didn't think it would be a problem. I didn't go there to start trouble. I just came there to say hi to a bunch of people.
How about hi and bye? How about my ex is here, and was your ex a troublemaker?
I guess, obviously, yeah.
Well, had he been trouble before?
Not with me.
But you were advised that your ex was there and wanted to beat up your present boyfriend.
Yes, ma'am.
Wouldn't that suggest to a reasonably intelligent person that there was something else I could do on the 19th of February at 11 o'clock at night other than stay in this atmosphere?
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Yes.
So that was just the first dumb thing that you did. Keep going.
So we were saying hi to people for, I don't know, about a half an hour. We go into the garage, and Taryn and Adam both approach me, and they look at me, and they said...
Taryn, that would be you.
Yes, ma'am.
And Adam, the same paw.
And they both come up to me in the garage and say, you need to leave. And I just looked at Adam and was like, whatever, haha. And he's like, no, I'm serious, you need to leave. And I was like, well, it wasn't a half an hour ago that we were just hugging and talking, so what's going on here?
What were you doing in the garage?
Saying hi to more people. Everybody.
Well, isn't that garage where you went through where people were smoking dope?
I only saw Taryn smoking.
What were you doing?
Going to say hi to friends in the garage.
Not smoking pot?
No, ma'am.
And he?
No.
Well, you were more emphatic about him than you were about yourself. Who was driving that night?
Chris was driving.
Right. Go ahead.
So they both said, we need to leave. And I said, why? They said, well, you just need to leave. And Chris said, you know what, let's go talk to the owner of the house because he invited us here personally. So why don't we just go talk to him and get this matter straightened out? I don't know why you guys are telling us to leave, but we didn't do anything. And then Taryn came up to me and I asked her again. I'm like, okay, so why do I need to leave again? And this was the second time I had ever met Taryn in my life. So I'm kind of confused as to why she's talking to me. And she says, you need to leave because you're being a psychotic. And I looked at her and said, how am I being a psychotic? And then she pushed me and then punched me in the mouth and knocked me unconscious.
And then the fight escalated.
No, I was unconscious on the floor.
But that wasn't the extent of your injuries, according to your complaint.
No. After I had hit the floor face first, I started coming to where I could kind of hear what was going on. And I heard Taryn breathing really heavy, and then she screamed, like just kind of yelled out in the air, and then jumped on me onto my back and started beating on me in the back of the head about 5 times before Adam pulled her off.
Stand up next to her. I want you to show me exactly how she pushed you the first time.
She pushed me like this, And then I put my arms across my chest to get her hands off of me. And then when I did that, I had my face open and she smacked me right in the face.
Do it again so that I could see it. Pushed you how?
Pushed me just like this, only a lot harder. You want me to really push him as hard as I can? Sorry.
I can take it.
Like that.
Okay. Pushed you like that, and then what did you do?
And then I swept my arms across my chest to get her hands off of me. And then when I did that, I left my face completely open and she just assaulted me in the face.
Okay. Go.
All right, so I was there at probably about 9 o'clock on the 19th. We were hanging out and people were drinking. I was not drinking, I was not intoxicated, I was not doing anything. Her ex-boyfriend was there and we know how they have like kind of a rough history with the relationship. And so I was like, well, before anything escalates, let's get the other person out because she doesn't really know anybody there. So I go and get permission from my friends to kick her out because they're busy controlling the party inside and she was out in the garage. And I was like looking around in the party and I go downstairs by the beer pong table. Her friend states to us.
Don't tell me what anybody said to you.
All right, well, we were told she was out in the garage making out with her boyfriend to make Eric jealous. And so I was like, well, now we definitely have to get her out because Eric and her don't really get along and they both have tempers. So I would go out to the garage and I was like, Amber, I'm sorry, I have to ask you to leave. You are not welcomed here. Then Chris was like, okay, fine, we'll go get our jackets.
Did you go inside to get your jacket?
No, I told him that as a fib because I wanted to get Mike up there to talk to us.
But you told whoever was out there, we'll leave, I'm going inside to get my jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now you can sit down.
And so after he told us that he was going inside to get his jackets, she was out there by herself, and she came at me and she was like, I don't have to leave, I don't need to do this, you don't live here, you have no right to get me out of here. And I'm just like, well, I'm sorry, you need to leave. And so I gently placed my left hand.
Now, you, not you, you just keep your paw there. You, stand up.
I wasn't.
Next to her. I'm just using you as a prop. I would like you to show me how you gently put your hand on her.
So I was talking to her and I was just like, I'm sorry, but you need to leave. And I turned and she took this arm and swung at me and hit me in my left eye.
And what did you do?
I turned around and I started to swing at her. I'm not really sure.
All right, your counterclaim so far is dismissed because A, you put your hands on her first. You understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Now you've been a wonderful prop. You can sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She was on the ground next to a pile of garbage and people roll her over and she was unconscious and I was just like, oh my God, what did I do?
Yeah, you lost it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Amber Scholl claims fellow partygoer Taryn Surdy punched her in the face and knocked her out cold. Taryn says it was Amber who threw the first punch.
Listen, you're not allowed to put your hands on anybody. If you think I believe that you gently put your hands on her to guide her out during this heated verbal exchange when you're both getting excited.
But I don't,
just listen to me. When you're both excited and she's been cursing at you, so you gently put your hand on her elbow to guide her out, that doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, it's not true. So you put your hands on her first. And when you put your hands on her to gently guide her out, and she flipped back her hand, which is what you indicated, and got you in the eye, that's what you get for putting your hands on somebody.
She didn't flip back her hand.
That's what you said. You said, I was gently guiding her out, and that's the movement you made. That's what happens when you put your hands on somebody. So your counterclaim's dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you punched her.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened after you punched her?
We exchanged a few hits and...
So you got into a fight
yes,
with her.
Yes, ma'am.
Then it was a brawl. For how long?
It was probably over in 10 seconds. It was really quick. Next thing I remember is Adam stepping in and being like, you know, stop it, this is ridiculous. And so I was just like, okay. And then she was on the ground and next to a pile of garbage and like people roll her over and she was unconscious. And I was just like, oh my God, what did I do? Like, I didn't.
Yeah, you lost it. You had lost it.
No, I did not lose it. I was
defending myself. Well, you lost it. When they turned her over and you looked at her and you said, oh my God, what did I do? That means you lost it.
No, I was defending myself.
No, you weren't. You started it.
I did not hit her. I placed my arm on her.
You put your hands on her.
But it doesn't give her the right to swing at me.
Absolutely does. Absolutely does. You put your hand on her. in an aggressive manner in order to push her out of the house.
I did not push her. I did not
listen to
be aggressive at all.
What was the reason for putting your hand on her?
Because she was not listening to me, and I was just like...
She doesn't have to listen to you. What makes you think she has to listen to you?
To be respectful for the people who told me that she needs to leave.
How does she know that that's even true? She doesn't know who you are.
She does, too.
She doesn't know if you represent anybody.
She knows I'm friends with those people, and they don't know
listen,
anybody that lives
you're
there.
An idiot. You're an idiot. If the person who owns the house wants to eliminate people because they think they are potential threats to the peace and quiet of the environment, they take care of that business themselves. What you did was go over and say, you want me to do this? I will go and tell them to leave. She doesn't know that's true. So you have no right to put your hands on her, which is what you did. And then you lost it. Let me see your medical bills.
You
have photographs?
Photos. Yep.
I'd like to see them.
I have two of them, Your Honor. One was from the morning after I'd gotten hit, and then one was a few days after.
You broke your nose three times in the past. How?
Sports.
I just want to know what evidence you have.
I just have our police report of the incident.
I'd like to see it.
And then I also have just a past history that she was under probation at the time.
I don't need it. Now, you say that you went over to her and Mr. Mendez and asked them to leave. He went in to get his coat. You say that she began walking out of the garage. At one point, you were holding her left arm because she was feisty. After walking a distance, you told the police, she swung at you, striking you in the face. And then you say that you hit her to defend yourself because you knew that she carried blades in the past and felt threatened and that her safety was in danger. That's what you told the police that night.
Not that night. It was actually probably a couple months after this incident.
Couple of months?
Yes.
So nobody came to the house that night?
No, ma'am.
Yes, they did, because they came to the house.
Not while
because
I was
when
there.
They got there, they found that there was evidence of an alcohol-related party. So if you knew, according to you, that this was somebody, or if you thought that this was somebody who had a history of violence, carrying knives, why would you confront her?
I thought she could be civil enough to understand that this is our friend's party and our party, that she would be respectful enough to leave and not make an incident. I wanted to...
Who are you?
I'm her boyfriend, Your Honor.
I don't care.
Well...
Adam here actually was witness to this whole thing.
Stand up. I have one question to ask you. Did you see the defendant put her hands on the plaintiff?
I did not actually see Taryn put her hands on Amber.
Good. Now you can sit down. That's where the fight started. If you didn't see it, you didn't see it. She says that it happened. She told me that it happened to you, and she demonstrated how it happened.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
No doctor charges $40. You know a doctor that charges $40 for a visit? Where are you living?
Illinois. Granite City,
no.
Illinois.
What planet are you living on?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Amber Scholl claims fellow partygoer Taryn Surdy punched her in the face and knocked her out cold. Taryn says it was Amber who threw the first punch.
Now, you had been drinking alcohol the night of the party.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't tell me that. The police not only smelled alcohol on your breath, but your speech was slurred. You were a little bit woozy.
I was out of it because I'd just gotten assaulted in the face.
I could smell the odor of alcohol coming from her breath. Her eyes were glassy and bloodshot, and her speech was slurred. She appeared to be intoxicated. From a legal perspective, that doesn't give her the right to put her hands on you. But it does mitigate the damages. First of all, I think you and your boyfriend were fools to have stayed at the party when your ex was there, knowing that he could cause trouble. And when you drink, sometimes you lose perspective about what the right thing to do is. Because if you don't drink and if you're clear-headed, you would have probably said to your boyfriend, who you heard was going to be a victim of an assault, you would have said to him, honey, let's get out of here.
I just assumed he was blowing off steam because he was mad that he cheated on me the whole time we were dating and I wasn't with him anymore. And he was just upset that I was with somebody else and he was throwing a hissy fit.
So what?
So I just thought we could be civil and be at the party. There were so many people there. I didn't think I'd run into him. It wasn't a big deal.
Don't engage in any vocations or professions where you have to think, because your thinking is off. But she's not allowed to put her hands on you. You have any pictures of your injuries?
No, I do not.
Of course not.
No.
If you were injured, you would have had pictures of your injuries.
I didn't think anything would come of it because it was a little fight.
It wasn't a little fight because you said to me a moment ago when she was turned over on the pile of garbage where she was lying after you hit her, you said, oh my God, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a little fight. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500. That's all. Your counterclaim's dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She's just a known troublemaker in Mankato.
If I knew I was going to get hit in the face, I probably wouldn't have come to the party.
Not much of a fight. It was just a few punches thrown.
She's unconscious, covered in blood, and she actually was in so much pain she couldn't even walk. I carried her into the ER.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Brown versus Walker. Step forward.
Tina Brown is suing her mother-in-law, Lynn Walker, for medical bills she paid on the behalf of her 16-year-old daughter.
Miss Walker, is this your daughter?
Yes, it is.
How old is she?
16.
And this is your mother-in-law?
Yes, ma'am.
Your husband?
Yes, Your Honor.
This is your younger sister?
Right.
And this is the story. You decided to invite her to come and spend some time with you during a summer break.
Yes, Your Honor.
She came to your home, and somehow she got a mosquito bite or some sort of a bite that got infected that required medical treatment.
That is correct.
Stand up next to your mother. And it was a situation that required a couple of visits to the doctor. And you want Miss Walker to pay for it because she's the child's mother.
Exactly.
Sounds perfect to me. What's the problem with that?
Well, Your Honor, the problem is that when I got all the phone calls saying that they were going to take her to the emergency room, I said, no, use the insurance. She's got the card with her.
What insurance?
It's Illinois Medicaid. I said, take her to a doctor's office or to an urgent care.
You're in Illinois?
Yes.
What state do you live in?
I had lived in Texas at that time.
No, at the time she visited, she was in Texas.
Right.
Well, they won't take that.
That's why I was explaining to them, don't take her to a hospital. They won't accept that.
And you think a private doctor will?
I think a private doctor will cost $45 versus $2,000 at a hospital. And I can cough up $45.
Well, how do you pick $45 out of a hat? The last time I spent $45 on a doctor was when my 40-year-old child was a baby and had a checkup. No doctor charges $40. You know a doctor that charges $40 for a visit?
In
where
Illinois,
are you living?
There are a lot.
Where are you living?
Illinois, Granite City, Illinois.
No. What planet are you living on? First of all, she wasn't sick in Illinois. She was sick in Texas.
Yes, Your Honor, that's true. I kept saying to them when they called about the emergency room, don't do it, don't do it. I can't pay for this. And I said, if you take her to the emergency room, it's going to be at your own expense because I can't pay that.
You have to pay it.
I have no money to pay it.
You have to pay it. You're her mother.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you're entitled to the money that you spent. She's the child's mother, and it's her responsibility. And I don't care whether she likes my answer or she doesn't like my answer. Somebody else provides a necessary for her child. She's responsible.
Your Honor, if someone takes a child under their care and accepts the responsibility for the well-being of that child for a month, then is it not their responsibility to take care of the child's needs while they're there?
Do you get any sort of subsidy for your daughter?
I get something from...
Do you get any sort of subsidy for your daughter?
Yes, because she's adopted.
Listen, I was a family court gal for a long time. You get an adoption subsidy.
Yes,
ma'am. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How much do you get as an adoption subsidy?
$1,100.
A month?
Yes.
And how long did she spend with you?
3 weeks.
Did you send any part of the $1,100 a month that you received for her to the plaintiff while she was there? The answer is either yes or no.
No.
You pay the bill. Do you understand?
No, ma'am.
You pay the bill.
No, ma'am.
How much was the bill?
$1,608.40.
$1,608. Thank you very much.
No,
that's
ma'am.
All.
Step up.
I'm not paying the bill. So I guess we'll never speak to each other because I'm not paying the bill.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. and on the next Judge Judy.
My daughter-in-law has hated me forever.
I don't really care at this point anymore.
She's jealous of the fact that my son even used to care for me. I doubt that he does anymore.